You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, para profesional kesehatan didesak untuk meningkatkan keterlibatan dan komunikasi mereka dengan orang tua yang memiliki anak-anak otis. Para peneliti percaya bahwa pendekatan yang berbeda adalah kunci untuk memastikan anak-anak Australia dengan autisme menerima akses ke layanan intervensi dini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Betham Smolenik. Banyak orang tua dengan anak-anak autis merasa mereka diabaikan dan tidak didukung oleh praktisi medis menurut sebuah laporan baru-baru ini. Laporan dari University of South Australia menggabungkan 22 studi internasional dan mengkonsolidasikan suara dari 1,178 orang tua yang melaporkan memiliki anak dengan kondisi autisme. Pemimpin laporan tersebut, Dr. Kobi Boshoff, mengatakan penelitian itu mengungkapkan secara internasional banyak orang tua merasa staf medis lini pertama sering mengabaikan masalah autisme anak-anak mereka.
When they have contact with professionals working in this area, they are saying they're not being heard, their perceptions, their observations is getting disregarded, and they have to make numerous attempts at getting people to take them seriously to actually do something about it.
Dalam penelitian itu, salah satu orang tua mengabarkan interaksi mereka dengan staf medis sebagai sesuatu yang luar biasa.
It felt like you've been taken to the edge of a cliff. You've been given the diagnosis, you got shoved off the end, and then it was like, oh, by the way, we haven't got the parachute. You'll need to get that for yourself. You feel like you finally got there, and you're quite happy. You're ready to fly, but then all of a sudden, you don't have the rest of the equipment you need to fly with.
Hasil laporan itu divalidasi oleh Lisa Porter, salah satu orang tua dengan anak otis. Ia mengatakan temuan Dr. Boshoff secara akurat menggambarkan pengalaman banyak keluarga di Australia.
The first time I read through a lot of the research that they'd pulled out of the studies, it was almost an emotional experience for me because so much of what I read sounded so familiar to me.
CEO Autism Awareness Australia atau AAA, Nicole Rogerson mengatakan bahwa ia tidak terkejut dengan temuan laporan itu.
We've known this for quite some time, that this is the experience parents and families have when they first go to the medical profession seeking answers or questions about their child who might not be developing according to plan.
Autism Spectrum Disorder atau ASD adalah gangguan perkembangan yang selalu ditandai dengan kesulitan sosial, pola perilaku yang terbatas atau berulang, dan keterampilan komunikasi yang terganggu. Di Australia, 1 dari 70 orang berada dalam spektrum autisme ini, yaitu peningkatan sekitar 40% selama 4 tahun terakhir. Gejalanya sering terlihat pada anak-anak kecil, namun bervariasi dalam derajatnya yang menurut Rogerson membuat autisme sulit untuk diidentifikasi.
Look, I don't think anyone's at fault here. The reality is GPs in particular, which is your sort of first port of call for families, often don't understand a lot about autism. They don't know a lot about the early signs. They kind of have to be specialists in everything, which is very difficult. And for a family who might be going to see a GP, they only have a few minutes in the doctor's office, they might bring up some concerns. GPs in the medical model don't really know how to treat autism. They may not know what it looks like, and that's where it sometimes gets missed.
Ibu dari seorang anak dengan autisme, Lisa Porter, mengatakan kurangnya gejala fisik menimbulkan tantangan lain untuk mendiagnosis autisme.
Autism is quite invisible. There isn't physical characteristics for this disability. So originally, the symptoms can be quite subtle. And I know that a lot of parents have those sort of inklings of concern. Something's not quite right here. What's going on? And initially, a lot of the times, professionals just push that aside.
Dr. Boshoff mengatakan kurangnya gejala fisik membuat praktisi medis akan lebih penting mendengarkan orang tua. Ia mengatakan interaksi antara kedua belah pihak kemudian menginformasikan bagaimana orang tua berinteraksi dengan staf medis dimulai sejak saat itu.
That first contact that health professionals have with a parent who raised their concerns is actually a very powerful moment because parents at that point, if they don't have a positive experience, they will carry on that feeling of not being heard into all their other relationship with professionals.
Selain itu, Porter mengatakan sebagai orang tua, mendapatkan kepastian diagnosis adalah sangat integral.
Until you really know what you're dealing with, even if it's the worst case scenario, you're just sort of in limbo. So I think a lot of parents feel, although it's devastating to have that final diagnosis, it confirms their fears, and then they feel empowered. Okay, now we know what we're dealing with. Now we can get started looking for some early intervention and we can link in with the community.
Nah, pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan yang membahas kesulitan mendeteksi autisme pada anak-anak tanpa adanya gejala fisik yang nyata.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.